Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you happen to be listening. You are listening to the Better Living Daily Radio Show. I am your host, Karen Bemis, and I am scrambling. It's been a couple of weeks. Goodness. So, trying to get it all back on, nothing like printing out your notes while you're... while your theme music is on, so. Oh, goodness. Well, it's been a couple weeks since I've been here, and that reason is because I have been on vacation, and that is the title of today's show, Vacation Reflections, and that's kind of what I'm going to be doing today, talking about my vacation and just sharing kind of what happened on vacation, because I don't know about, I know some people don't like to travel. I have loved vacations for as long as I can remember, since I was a child. And we used to do a lot of weekends, visiting family. We were on the go a lot when I think about it now, especially compared to what we do. So, you know, for me, traveling is a chance to see new things, to meet new people, to learn things I could never learn otherwise. And sometimes I think it might be genetic, because my dad's family in particular are travelers. We are a family of travelers. We're beach lovers and mountain lovers, camping and RV lovers. And for a lot of us, if we're stationary for too long, that old familiar wanderlust begins to stir in our souls. You know, my father's family went to Alaska before it was a state. So, you know how long, if you know anything about the history of the United States, that was a very long time ago. And it was a time when people didn't necessarily travel long distances, especially to a state that had dirt roads at the time. There were no roads. It was all dirt roads. And they had 7 children. And they headed up into the Alaskan territory at the time. We used to tease my dad all the time because we count states that we've been in, and we used to tell him, well, Alaska doesn't count because it really wasn't even a state when you went there. It was a standing family joke. But, you know, my dad's family climbed mountains, and if I'm not mistaken, most of them have climbed all of the collegiate peaks in the Rockies. And if you want to look that up, there's, you know, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, I don't know what other ones there are, but I do know there are at least those three. You know, I have a very military family. And my family members have lived in England and Germany and Vietnam and Thailand, Sicily, Guam, a number of other places all over the United States. We are definitely scattered all over the place. And, you know, it just seemed like my dad, who was basically a workaholic when he was home, was most comfortable on vacation. And he was almost like a different person. We called him Vacation Dad, because Vacation Dad was relaxed and fun, and he reveled in teaching us how to read a map and learning about the places that we traveled. And that also is probably part of why I love traveling. It was a bonding time that we didn't get when my dad was home and stressed about work and finances and all that other stuff. And my family's also about traveling at home. It amazed me when I went to college that I've been to 47 of the 48 continents of the United States, yet a lot of kids that I went to school with had been to Europe multiple times, and yet when they came to school in Ohio, it was the furthest west they'd ever been. And they actually thought that Ohio was somewhere out near Kansas. I think that's the biggest kick out of that. They're like, well, we're out like by Kansas, right? And I was like, no, we're near Kansas. You're false. You know, you don't know anything about your own country. That's just bad. But anyway, when my dad passed, he had 49 of the 50 states. He never quite made it to Hawaii. So when I go there, I think it'll be a little emotional because I do plan to get there someday myself as well. And I think it'll be a little emotional to share that with him. I am missing Hawaii and Alaska and Oregon, which I know sounds really strange to people. Separate trips to California and Washington. We never quite made it to Oregon either time. So anyway, you know, I have this dream to visit them all in one trip since they're all over, way over on the West Coast there. Or off the West Coast, if you will. But I'm not sure my husband can take that amount of time off from his job, at least that I would want to spend. So who knows? It may have to be a couple of trips. But anyway, this year we were going to go out west, and we were going to go see Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse and Red Rocks and Garden of the Gods, whatever other shenanigans we could get into. And our furnace went out, which I think I talked about whenever it happened. And after thousands of dollars to replace it, that we had to punt at that point. And, you know, it's not the first vacation we've canceled because of finances. In fact, it's the third one we've canceled. And we were supposed to meet, you know, family out west about 9 years ago. We rented an RV. It broke down an hour and a half from home. We kind of limped back home. We ended up with a few days in Gatlinburg, which were fun. Don't get me wrong, they were fun, but it was not a, you know, the 9-day trip to the Rockies that we had envisioned. And we also canceled a trip. We had planned to the Washington, D.C. area via Gettysburg because our van broke down and the repairs gobbled up our vacation funds. And, you know, each time I truly was more disappointed for my children than I was for myself because I have these kind of memories. Maybe not exactly the same places, but, you know, they're memories that stick with you for a lifetime. I remember being, what was I, maybe 15 or 16, and that was a long time ago. We stopped at a pass to have lunch, and there were chipmunks everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And they would literally come up and eat out of your hand. And it was fantastic. I still have this great picture of this little chipmunk that came up on my leg to take a little piece of food, and the camera angle, and this was with an Instamatic, so number one, that tells you that tells you how old I am, that we were using an Instamatic. But it's a fantastic picture because it's a close-up, and then you get the, he looks huge, actually. He looks like a giant chipmunk because you can see the mountains in the background. So, but anyway, you know, silly little memories that we have of that. Having a snowball fight in June in Colorado was a pretty good one too until I fell into the stream. I laugh about it now. I wasn't laughing about it then. It was cold. Oh my goodness. I know what 33 degree water feels like. Oh, but anyway, you know, when we had to cancel going out west this year, I really was determined to do something to create some good memories with my boys. I didn't want to just sit around all summer and have them, you know that nothing happened other than them looking at a video screen, which makes me a little nuts, but that's a show for another day. So my husband has been working in Dallas, so we decided to head down there. And that's where we've been for the last couple of weeks. And it wasn't what I had envisioned for the summer, but you know what? The results still were fantastic because I haven't been to Texas in about 20 years, and it's been a much longer time. I was a child the last time I was in Dallas. So it was almost as new for me as it was for my boys. And, you know, the only drawback was that my husband was working, he was working long days, so he really didn't get to do anything with us during the week. But, you know, we had some weekend time. You know, for me, I am often, what's the best word? I am enamored, I guess, with simple pleasures sometimes. And having a pool, right, you know, where I didn't have to drive anywhere to get to a pool, having a workout room where I could just walk right downstairs. You know, we had some fun lounging and playing by the pool. And I look at it this way. A hotel pool is a mom's best friend because there are not many moms of my age that I know that like the way they look in a swimsuit. But guess what? At the hotel pool, nobody knows you. You're probably never going to see these people again. So guess what? You can put on your swimsuit, have fun with your kids without worrying about what anybody thinks. You know? It's a good time. And I did. I had a great time. And talked with other moms and other kids and got way too sunburned one day because I thought I was going to be down there for 30 minutes. Ended up being down there for over an hour with the sunblock on. Mistake. Big, huge. But anyway, we're going to skip that part. But, you know, I did find out that I could really get used to having a maid. I could get used to having someone cook my breakfast for me every morning and dinner three nights a week because our hotel provided that. Now, I have teenage boys, so there had to be supplements to those pretty basic dinners. But it was fun. You know, also, it's amazing how, you know, when you don't have to think about that stuff, you can just think about how you want to spend the rest of your day. And, you know, I say the only drawback for daily life was that I had to do my laundry in coin-operated machines and I didn't have an oven. And it's amazing to me how much I use my oven or how much I wanted to when I didn't have one. Maybe that was the problem. But, you know, $4 to do a load of laundry really made me miss my washer and dryer. And trust me, that is something I never thought I would say. I would miss my washer and my dryer. Anyway, so, you know, but the real fun is exploring the area of where you go when it's new and all that. And while we were in Dallas, the kids are older, so this was a good thing for them to do. We went to what's called the Sixth Floor Museum. And it commemorates the life and times of John F. Kennedy. And, you know, it's not a fun and frolicky time, but I'll tell you what, that museum gives an amazing view of JFK's life and the world events during his lifetime. And both of my sons who are with me, my 15-year-old and my 18-year-old, they're history buffs. So they like history. They like seeing that stuff. And so it was poignant. It was stirring emotionally. And, you know, they were intrigued by the museum and they enjoyed the historical perspective. It's an audio walking tour, but, and you can't look out the window where Kennedy was shot, but you can look out the one next to it. It's actually behind glass, the original window from where he was shot. And it really was. It was very sobering. It was very, but very informative too. And the kids really enjoyed the experience, even though it wasn't one that, you know, it's not like you go, wow, that was really fun. It really wasn't fun, but it was very informative and they did enjoy the experience itself. Now, we also visited the Perot Museum of Science and Nature, and, you know, whatever you might think of the man whose name's on the building, I will assure you that a trip to the museum, especially if you have children, is worth the time. There were a lot of little daycares there when we were there, so it was a little strange for my older boys, but they did have a really good time. They had a lot of fun looking at some things, and there's a lot of hands-on things to do there, so it was really great. But I also got to shop at the the infamous Neiman Marcus. Just basically, I went there so I could say I'd been there. Because if you know me, I am not a shopper, and I'm not a person who spends time in malls or in stores or things like that. The store I spend the most time in is the grocery store, because I'm just not one to do that kind of stuff. But, you know, it was one of those things, you know. It's just to say you've been there. And there were some really great things about what happened there. For one, it happened to be 70% off day for about a quarter of their merchandise, which was very cool, because I got my son a pair of Eastland shoes for a pair of like $125 shoes for $35. And if to truly understand that, my son has a size 14 foot. So to find anything where we don't have to hunt for a shoe and we can get it on sale, that is a big deal for us. And I got myself a little souvenir, which doesn't happen very often either. There was a robe, and it was originally $100. And for me, I look at something like that, and I think, who on God's green earth would ever spend $100 on a robe? Okay, somebody with obviously a lot more money than me, right? But it was marked down to $30, too. So 30 or 35, I can't remember which. But, you know, for something I'm going to wear probably for the next 10 years, and that's kind of how I do it. I actually, the last robe I had that I finally just got rid of about a year ago, I had for 20 years. So that'll tell you the kind of shopper I am. And it was just torn to bits, so I had to get rid of it. But it was too hot to wear in the summer. It's one of those big, thick, fleecy things, and so this is a nice summer weight robe. So anyway, but one of the best reasons to go to Neiman Marcus is to go to their cafe. They are famous for these popovers that they serve with this strawberry butter, and they are just fantastic. They are, as some would say, they are to die for. But anyway, you know, we'd already eaten lunch, so we just stopped in for dessert, and we had the popovers. They did not disappoint. We had gelato, which was so rich we could only take a few bites. We had a creme brulee that's among the best I've ever had. And we had their infamous chocolate chip cookies. If you know the story of those, that a woman asked for the recipe once, and they say they charged her $450 for it. Well, it really was some bad press. I don't think it even happened, but people thought it did. So now when you order the chocolate chip cookies, you get the recipe for free. And they serve them in this cute little box. And it was such a fun day. It really was. Like I say, I'm not a shopper. So for me to say shopping was fun, it really had to be fun. So anyway, and you know, I know I sound like a TripAdvisor review, but it really was. It was worth the trip. It was a lot of fun. We weren't even at the flagship. We were out at one that was closer to where our hotel was, but it was great. And I would recommend it highly. But, you know, for me, going on a vacation, one of the toughest things is I have a beach family. They all want to, at some point, put their behinds on a beach somewhere. They've never really been lake people either. They're ocean beach kids. And, you know, given the choice between a beach vacation and something else, they'll almost always choose the beach. But this vacation, you know, I wanted to give them a touch of the beach if I could. So we did, and we went to Galveston. And if you've ever been to Galveston, Texas, it is a tourist town. It really and truly is. It's built for tourism, which, you know, if you don't have to do it all the time, it's kind of fun. I mean, Gatlinburg is very much a tourist town, but I still love it. Pigeon Forge the same way. We usually stay in Pigeon Forge and then go over to Gatlinburg once or twice while we're there. There are touristy towns, and sometimes those are just fun to hang out at, just to meet a lot of people and do a lot of different things. You know, you go to the beach at Galveston, and there are hundreds, and I am not exaggerating, hundreds of beach umbrellas that you can rent. So you know what kind of a tourist town it is when they're lined up waiting for you to rent Durham. You know, there's an area of shops called the Strand, and you can buy all kinds of kitschy souvenir items. My son got himself a bamboo T-shirt. There's Texas-themed everything. There's SEC-themed everything. We were actually blown away because one shop actually had some Ohio State stuff in it. We were kind of surprised after what happened with the Alabama game last year. But anyway, you know, it is a shopper's paradise if you are a shopper. We're not, you know, we didn't have a lot of interest, but there were a few places we kind of walked through, you know, the T-shirt shops with all the funny things on it. You know, you always find something fun in there. And now that it's a port for cruise ships, it's even more touristy than it used to be. But had lunch at a local place. You know, we search out locals and we ask them the best places to eat. And we had, it's called Olympia Grill, I think is what it was called. I'm not sure if that's the official name, but great Greek food and local seafood. That's why I told the boys we are having a seafood lunch. We are right next to the water. They can pull it right out of there. So it was all fresh. It was all delicious. It was more than I would ever spend for a lunch here at home, but it was totally worth it again. You know, and then we went for ice cream on the Strand for my kids. And I know after, you know, talking about all this, it sounds like all we did was eat, but it wasn't, because the highlight of the trip for me was the Fort Worth Zoo. And not because it's a great zoo, because I live in Cincinnati and we have a great zoo. We have one of the top five zoos in the country. But it was a great trip because I got to do something that I don't get to do very often. And that was meet somebody that I've been wanting to meet for a long time. And, you know, I know that there are all kinds of stories out there about bad experiences of meeting people you've met online. I know about Craigslist. I know about Stings. I know about all that stuff. But, you know, as I said before, I'm part of a private group and our members online for a long time, and I think you get a sense of people. They can only hold it off for so long before they show their true colors. And one of our members happens to live not too far from Dallas, and I got to meet her and her two daughters that I've watched grow up online for a very long time. These girls have no idea who I am, but I feel like I know them very, very well. And it was an amazing meeting because there was really no awkwardness. We know each other so well because of conversing online and sharing things online. And it was like old friends seeing each other after being away from each other for a while. And the funny part was we had a 2-year-old girl and a 7-year-old girl. We had a 15-year-old boy and an 18-year-old boy, and we all had a blast. And, you know, I won't be sharing the ages of the moms because, just because, okay? But, again, a subject for another day. But, you know, we took a bunch of pictures. We made some memories that I know my family will carry with them for a long time. I know the 2-year-old won't remember much of it after a while, but hopefully the 7-year-old will. And, you know, say what you want about online friends. I have to tell you, the few that I've taken the chance to meet have exceeded my hopes of what they would be like. And it's only made our online friendships stronger. And that day was such a blessing to me and my boys. And I do, I treasure it so much. It was so much fun. And I even asked them afterwards to make sure they had fun. And they did. And the only thing better on the day at the Fort Worth Zoo for me was the alone time I got to spend on vacation without having to steal it away from something else. Because I used to hate being alone, probably because I wasn't a person I liked to be around very much. You know, when I was younger, I was very different. The irony is that I used to have a great-looking body, but my spirit and my soul were not in very good shape. They weren't in nice shape. And over the past few decades, I have spent countless hours, what I call shining up my soul and my spirit to become the kind of person I've always dreamed of being. And I used to be a very mean and judgmental person. I thought I was better than other people. I judged them harshly when they didn't live up to my expectations. And it took years to change that. And truthfully, I still have a moment or two. But I still struggle with that. I have learned, though, to become a kind and thoughtful person most of the time. My kids would tell you I have my moments. But I've struggled through it, and I also know people who struggle, especially in my time of life when your kids are, they're flying from the nest. They are starting on their own journeys in life as adults, and I know a lot of people who, boy, when that nest is empty, it's tough. And the best thing I think I ever heard about parenting was that you go from being a manager to a coach to a consultant. And by the time you're a consultant, a lot of parents, especially women, I think moms struggle what to do next. And I don't want to be in that position of missing my children so desperately that when they're ready to leave the nest, I'm not the supportive mom I want to be. This vacation gave me a chance to think about that and start planning what's next. And I have to tell you, I'm pretty excited about it because I don't have anything definite yet, but part of the plan is to write, to speak, and to travel and to meet more of my online friends. It was such a joy. I also got to stop and have lunch with another online friend on the way home, and it was so fun. It was, you know, it was one of those last minute, okay, I think I'm going to be there for lunch. And then I called about an hour before. I'm like, okay, can you meet me in an hour? And God love her, she scrambled and she got there. I know it wasn't easy, and I appreciate that she showed up, and we had a great lunch, and we had a nice hug, and again, a few more pictures now posted on Facebook, but it was great. It was fun. And like I said, that's my plan. I want to write, I want to speak, I want to travel to meet more of my online friends because they're all over the country. So, hey, you know, a book tour, a speaking tour, whatever, however I have to get there, I'm going to get there and hopefully be able to write it off too. How's that for an idea, huh? You know, because that would be following my dreams. It truly, truly would. You know, I have a few things to do before I dive into that fully because I've got a wedding video I have to finish for my nephew and his new wife, and not as new as I wish it would have been when I got this finished, but I'm working on it. I am. And I just got my 90 seconds, so I'm going to get the 60 seconds before you know it, and it'll be time to move on. But I've missed you guys the last couple of weeks. Thanks to everybody who was in the chat room today. I've been following along with what you guys are saying. And, yes, Idaho is one of those places I would really like to be going. So I hope you all have a wonderful day, a better week and weekend. And I will be back next week, hopefully. And we'll be talking about... school's about to start up. College is about to start up. I have so much money due in the next couple of weeks. So much to think about and talk about. Have a great day, y'all. I will see you soon.